They knew what they were doing, even in their unkindness. But there's a deeper purpose behind your experience, a lesson uniquely crafted for you. It's not about the harm they caused, but about the clarity it brings. This isn't the time to fight what's unfolding. Sometimes, life's current isn't meant to be resisted. It's meant to carry you toward a calmer shore. Let go of the struggle and trust the process. Many times we trap ourselves by holding on to things that no longer nourish our spirit. We invest energy in people who don't reciprocate, in situations that only deplete us. But here's the truth. You don't need to fight for spaces where you're unappreciated. Release the need to prove anything. There's strength in surrender, and it's often in letting go that new doors begin to open. Think of those moments when life felt overwhelming. You were trying to manage everything on your own, leaning on people who couldn't support you the way you needed. Yet even then, there was a better plan waiting, a path you couldn't see because you were too focused on forcing outcomes. What if you trusted in something greater? What if you believed that what lies ahead is infinitely better than what's behind? Not everyone is there to hurt you. Among the noise, there are genuine people who see your worth, who appreciate you without conditions. You don't need to chase validation or demand recognition from the wrong sources. Instead, center yourself. Lean into the belief that what's meant for you will find you. On the day of his crucifixion, Jesus was not alone. He was placed between two men, both thieves. Their lives had brought them to the same fate, yet their reactions to Jesus couldn't have been more different. One thief looked at Jesus with disdain and mocked him, saying, "If you're truly the Messiah, save yourself and save us too." His words showed his pride and his inability to see beyond his own suffering. The other thief, however, responded differently. He turned to the first and said, "Don't you fear God? We are here because of our wrongdoings. We deserve this, but this man has done nothing wrong." He didn't deny his own guilt. Instead, he owned up to his mistakes and recognized Jesus for who he truly was. In humility, he asked Jesus, "Remember me when you come into your kingdom." This thief, in his final moments, placed his trust in Jesus. This story holds deep meaning. Sometimes in life, we encounter people like the first thief, people who judge, mock, or belittle others without understanding the full picture. They act out of pride or frustration, unable to acknowledge their own flaws. But then, there are others who, like the second thief, recognize their errors, take responsibility, and seek forgiveness. It's important to understand that people can change. Some may realize their mistakes and seek to make things right, even if their actions are silent or private. Jesus' response to the humble thief reminds us of the power of grace and forgiveness. Let go of anger, trust in God's timing, and believe that humility can bring peace to even the most broken situations. Just as Jesus forgave the humble thief on the cross, God extends his grace to those who truly seek forgiveness. He sees hearts that are sincere, ready to change, and welcomes them without hesitation. In your life, there may be people who once caused you pain, but now feel regret and want another chance. At the same time, some of you may be feeling a pull from Jesus, calling you out of darkness into his light. Yet you resist. You resist because the wounds others left on you are still raw. You resist because you feel unworthy of the blessings or responsibilities God wants to give you. But remember, God's grace is never limited. He sees the beauty and value in you, even when you struggle to see it in yourself. Maybe you've looked around and wondered why you are blessed when others are suffering. You see people struggling to make ends meet, facing challenges that feel unbearable. It makes you question, why me? Why would God choose me? But God knows your journey. He knows the storms you've survived and the ones still ahead. Your blessings are not about being more deserving. They are about his plan for your life. When God reached out to you, it was likely during one of your hardest seasons. You felt depleted, having given so much love and energy to others without receiving the same in return. You were fighting battles you weren't meant to fight, clinging to struggles simply because they were familiar. Yet God was gently pulling you toward a place of peace, a life without the constant burden of pain and disappointment. Now some of those who hurt you are starting to see the truth. They feel ashamed for their arrogance and cruelty. Jesus never allowed others' condemnation to define you, because he knows everyone has their flaws. His message remains clear. In God's eyes, no one's failures are beyond forgiveness. God chose you not because of what you've done or who you've proven yourself to be, but because he already knows your heart. He knows your potential, your strength, and your ability to serve him with faith and love. You don't need to seek approval from anyone else. The battles you've been fighting and the burdens you've been carrying, those are not yours to bear alone. It's time to release them. You've poured so much of yourself into others, but now it's time to let God lead you into the peace and rest he has planned for you. There are people in your life who hurt you, betrayed your trust, or mistreated you. Some of them now feel the weight of what they've done. But instead of focusing on their actions or their regret, shift your gaze forward. God has placed you where you are by his grace, and that grace is all you need. The past doesn't define your worth, nor does the way others have treated you. The fact that you're still here today is no accident. You've survived hardships that felt impossible to endure, and yet, here you are. When you felt like you couldn't go on, God was quietly strengthening you. When you felt alone, he was there, holding you together. Every tear you shed, every lonely night, and every disappointment, God saw it all. And through it, he never left you. You've given so much of yourself, your love, your time, your energy. And when it seemed like no one cared, God reminded you to bring those heavy burdens to him. He didn't let you fall. He carried you, guided you, and kept you moving. Today is a new chance to trust him fully and walk the path he's prepared for you. The weight you've carried hasn't just been physical, it's run much deeper. You've borne the weight of emotional wounds, financial struggles, and spiritual battles that drained your heart and spirit. But all along, God has been whispering to you, urging you to let go of what isn't yours to hold. He's been calling you to stop resisting, to release the pain, and to trust him as he leads you toward a place of peace and restoration. And now, even some of those who caused your pain are beginning to see who you truly are. The same people who dismissed you, underestimated you, or disappeared when you needed them most, are starting to notice the strength that's always been within you. They see your growth and success now, but they don't fully understand the battles you fought in silence. They didn't witness the sleepless nights, the tears you cried, or the lonely moments when it felt like the world had turned its back on you. Despite everything, you're still standing. God kept you through it all. You've been betrayed, lied about, and deeply hurt, yet you survived. Not just survived, you've grown stronger, wiser, and more courageous because of it. Now some of those same people feel the weight of regret. They recognize the strength and resilience you showed, even when they failed to acknowledge your worth. Today they admire you. They admire your bravery, your endurance, and your ability to rise above the storms of life. But what they see now is only part of the story. God saw you in your lowest moments, held you close, and breathed new life into you. He brought you out of the darkness so you could shine as a light for others who are struggling, showing them that hope is always within reach. Stay strong, stay prayed up, and be blessed. I love you.